Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it. And good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hello, this is Matthew Duchette. I am a paranormal investigator with Ottawa Hunting Paranormal Group. I wanted to give you a chilling tale about an encounter at the Cumberland Museum. Now, at the Cumberland Museum, I was a co-op student. I was helping out, tidying up. I was also a blacksmith apprentice. Now, there is one of the houses there at the Cumberland Museum called the Dufour House. And it's one of the houses that's the most haunted out of all the rest of the other houses, including the church, the fire, the man's house, so have you. The reason it's the most haunted is because there's a demon inside that house that resides there. Now, no one knows how the demon got there, if it's a malevolent spirit or unguided spirit. But from my experiences with the paranormal, it is a demon. It is classified as a demon. The reason how it's classified as a demon, if it shows symbols and signs of harm towards one another, especially if it does it in packs of three. For example, if it does three knocks at 3 a.m., you have a demon. Or if you're always getting cuts and it's not just one, it's always a pair of three, then you know it's not just a poltergeist, you got yourself a demon. Now, this demon it doesn't want you to know anything about it. Usually I could get a read on certain types of demons and, you know, certain histories. The history for this demon in particular at the Dufour House at the Cumberland Museum out in Ottawa, Canada, I can't get a good read on it. Now, I'm going to tell you my experience of what I had with the malevolent spirit. It was my turn to clean the Dufour House, so I went inside, closed the front door, so tourists knew that it was unavailable. When you first walk inside the house, to the right, you have yourself just a simple room that you can tell an old man or an old woman lived inside that room and was paraplegic. Now, as you continue into the house, you got yourself the dining room table. Now, it's made all of very simple wood. And at the top, you got yourself a shelf, and on that shelf, you have all these porcelain dolls. And these porcelain dolls just looked at me. I don't know. I don't know if I was just not looking right or something like that. And outside the house, before I got brought upstairs by a spirit, outside the house, you got these flaps. Okay, these flaps close on the window, you know, to give privacy. It's kind of weird that they're outside, but as I was inside, one flap after another started to close. Boom, 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 boom. And it started to get real cold. And mind you, inside this house, It's usually hot because it's summer and there's no air conditioning. So, as I'm standing there, and I saw that happen, I'm like, okay, no one touched it. So I closed my eyes, and I asked the spirit that was there, show me, bring me to a place where something bad has happened. So I felt something grab my arm, brought me upstairs, and when you're at the stairs, right in front of you, you have a window, okay? And you just continue, you do 1 to 2 steps, okay, to your right, master bedroom, to your left, kids' bedroom, and the 2 bedrooms in beside theirs are the guest bedroom. So I felt it bring me to the master bedroom. So I felt a little push behind me, and I opened my eyes. There was blood everywhere. And me as a co-op student, potential employee, I thought somebody really got hurt and probably got cut or something else. So I looked everywhere for a body. There was no body. But there was blood absolutely everywhere. And I actually felt the blood and touched the blood. I actually felt it on my hands. So I went down and swept out on the floor and felt it. Right away, I wiped that on my shirt, and once again, I did it again on my hands. And after that, I went downstairs, back downstairs. I couldn't open the door. The door, it was, felt like it was welded shut, but it's just a wooden door. And I was, you know, putting my whole force on it, and I couldn't open it, and the door was unlocked. And I'm looking at the sides of the windows, and no one's there. Then, out of nowhere, I heard 3 claw marks. Here. I heard that coming from upstairs. So I venture upstairs to see what that was. I didn't see anything. So I decided to just go in the kids' bedroom. In this little kid's bedroom, there's little toys, there's a little toy gun. I picked up the toy gun, and I heard a kid yell, "Don't touch it!" And I dropped the gun. And I turned around and saw, who was that? And I yelled, "If someone's here, show yourself." No one was there. So I put the toy back. I'm like, okay. The child spirit doesn't want me to touch it. I'm not going to touch it. I go in the guest bedroom. And that bedroom just felt dark. I felt a lot of hate. A lot of hatred in that room. So what I did, I put a rope at that entrance to show you no one's allowed to go in there. But in that hallway, like I said, there's that window. And beneath the window, there's a trunk. And I was about to open it. The flaps reopened. Then I was able to see where I was able to go. But before then, before the flaps opened, I forgot to mention I had a flashlight on me. I always have a flashlight on me. But I was about to open that trunk, or something's telling me to open that trunk. But I also had a lot of blood on me, so I wanted to really get out. So when the flaps opened, I went, okay, you know what? I could actually go out now. I could go out and tell the manager about the blood that I saw in the master bedroom in the Dufour house. So flaps opened. I was able to open the door. I was panting. I was out of breath because, well, you know, I ran down the stairs. And when I was outside in the summer sun, I double-checked before I went inside the office. And I looked at myself. The blood is gone. The blood is on my hands. The blood is not on my shirt anymore. It felt like as if it was a dream. And then when I turned around to look at the forehouse, I saw a black shadow in that window of where the hallway is. I saw the black shadow just standing there, just staring at me. And I felt like I was getting mad at it. And it was getting mad at me. For the amount of time I was staring at it, it felt like 3 minutes. The blacksmith came to get me because I was a blacksmith apprentice. And he told me that I was standing there for 2 hours long staring at that window. They thought I was having some kind of seizure. But no, I was staring at a black shadow that I know, that I consider, was the demon from the Dufour house. Like, kids can't even go in there. Kids below 12 can't go in there. They cry. They would stop at the door. And they won't venture any further than the door. Babies, you cross the door, they would start crying. And they'd be impossible to handle. But you take them outside the Dufour house, they're okay.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.